All right, so we are taking a look at this whole issue of pain and strangers. I guess I should say pain relief and strangers. Not to say or even suggest that we might as well just forget about being relieved of pain by turning to people we do know. No. Let's not get too drastic here. But here, check this out. When it comes to this whole issue of pain relief, and what the people who participated in the study were saying occurred, it wasn't just a matter of them saying, I experienced more pain relief from the stranger than from the people who were in my own group. Now, the effect was not based purely on those subjective types of impressions. As Dr. Hine observes, there was also a reduction of the pain-related activation in the corresponding brain regions in the case of the participants who were treated by a stranger. It wasn't just them saying that. It wasn't them just thinking that. It actually turned out to be fact. The researchers write that changes in the brain activity patterns that they observed appeared in the anterior insular cortex. That brain region is associated with, among others, empathetic pain perception. And a notion from learning theory may help us understand why such changes in pain perception occur in the first place. This is the principle of what they call prediction error learning, which finds that encountering an element of unfamiliarity or surprise actually allows us to learn certain experiences more quickly. And so within the parameters of the current study, this means that participants were surprised to receive assistance from an unknown person. The fact that they had not anticipated this positive outcome may have actually boosted the effectiveness of the treatment, as the participants' brains were acting to accommodate this unexpected turn of events. The participants who received pain relief from an out-group member had not expected to actually get effective help from that person, but then they got it. Also, the more surprised a participant was to receive attention from a stranger, the greater their surprise was at the fact that the help they received was actually effective. That may have boosted impact even more. So, of course, the finding still needs to be verified outside of the lab, but it could be relevant for the clinical context where treatment by nurses and doctors from different cultures is common today. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Are you thinking back now to some times when you may have received some treatment, if you will, some kind of pain-relieving touch from someone? Some of you thinking, you know what? Now that you mention it, I'm not just thinking about what happened when a human touched me, and it was a human I did or did not know, but I'm thinking about the first time my dog or my cat cuddled up to me when they knew I was hurting. And I'm thinking about how much better I felt when that happened, especially the first time. Pain relief. We need it, don't we? Well, maybe we should really be ready to thank that next person who we do know, that next person who we don't know, who walks up to us and puts an arm around our shoulder when they realize we're hurting. Hey, maybe we can think about being the one to offer the pain relief when we see someone hurting the next time, whether that person is someone we know or don't know. I know we got to be careful in this world in which we live, but hey, it may be worth the thought. That might be one more way for us to let some of life's best moments come through us. Till next time.